Good afternoon, everybody. Who is a Go developer? Very well. Very nice to meet you. My name is Giuseppe Magia. I work with VMware. I am not the creator of this thing that I'm presenting today. My company is not involved in this. I'm just a user. And since it makes my life easier, I decide to share with you what I do with it. So the thing that I want to do, theoretically, is the things that you see on the screen. But practically, what I want to do is to make you curious about TypeScript, so you will try and eventually see how good it is and what you can do with that. The important thing is that you will learn a few basic things. I mean, I could talk about TypeScript for 3 hours and probably wouldn't exhaust the argument, but since we have only 20 minutes, this is what we are going to do. We are going to show the basics of TypeScript so you will know it. We start with why. Why do we need to have this kind of tool? And it's because we have a problem. When we do a command line program, we need to test it. And to test it, we need to build it. And then we need to do something with this build to shake it up and check that it's doing what it's supposed to do. And you can do a lot of things instead of testing directly the command line program in the shell. You, for example, could test the single functions that are inside the program, and you should do that, but this is not the same as testing the program. To test the program, you need to make sure that the function that works well in your tests also is linked to the command line command or option that you hope is linked correctly, but not always. And also that the input that you put in the function that works beautifully, and since it has a space in between, it doesn't work on the command line. So you need really to test the real thing. And the problem that you have is that to achieve this goal, you need first to compile the program, and second, to find a way of testing that program in such a way that works well with your Go code, and it is checked in the right way. By checked in the right way, I mean that you are sure that what you hope to achieve is what exactly happens. And doing this kind of thing in a shell script is not always easy. So let's talk about this TypeScript and what is it. It's a Go library. It's also a standalone tool. And the best thing is that this is developed directly by the Go team, and they use it to test the Go tool itself and all the tools that come with the Go program. Has been recently, a few years ago, developed and released in the Go internal package, so you can use it separately from the Go code. And especially, you can use it for mostly anything. If you are developing your command line code, command line program in Go, it's much better. But you could also use it to test mostly any command line program, even if it's not written in Go. Of course, if it's written in Go, it helps. Let's see a first example. To test something with TypeScript, you need two components. The first one is a script. It's a script that says something about what you want to test and what you want to get. in the script that you see on the upper part of the screen, there is a echo hello world and a keyword exec before. Exec is an internal command of TestScript that will run something. And then there is a standout with a confirmation. The confirmation is that you should receive something that says hello world and a new line. And then there is a exclamation point that says standard error and a dot. This line means I don't want a standard error, I don't want anything in a standard error. More about this later. Then you need a component in your Go code. The component will just call the standard the TestScript.run, which contains at least one piece of information, meaning in which directory you find the scripts. And I say scripts plural because in that directory you can have one or a thousand scripts that do different things to your program. So let's modify the first script a little bit. So instead of expecting hello world in with standout, we expect H, and then you have this strange thing that is a regular expression. And if you know regular expression, what we are saying here is I just want two words, one that starts with H and one who starts with W. And like before, I want the standard error to be nil. So this standard error with a dot suggests you that what we are expecting here is not a dumb piece of text, but is a regular expression. And you can use a dumb piece of text if it suits you, but you can have much more powerful type of information. For example, you can use several statements to describe better what you expect from the output of the program. In this case, instead of putting everything in one line, I put that in two lines, and this is often useful if you want to make your test more readable, to express exactly what you are expecting. More important, the TestScript environment includes one thing that is called TextTar. And TextTar is a very simple way of encoding files. To encode files, you just put the name of the file between double dashes, and then you put the content of the file there. And the file will be magically created in the environment where the test is executed. The thing that happens there is that the TestScript will use a different temporary directory to each script. So every script can run in parallel and it will be more or less isolated from the rest. So this data.txt will exist in the temporary directory created for this script only. So you have some built-in commands that you can use directly to do your tests. Exec we have seen already, then standard out and standard error, it will it will check what happens after you have run your command. A standard input will create the input for the next command. Then there is the command exist that checks that a file exists, and stop and skip will interrupt the test. If you put an exclamation point before the command, it will negate the command, meaning that you expect that command to fail. Other commands are compare and compare with environment, and then you have env that will set variables, and this can be useful. Then you have something that are also available in shell scripts like cat, cd, cp, check, change mode, and make directory move and remove, that works like in a shell. Then you have conditions. Conditions is like a command, but is within square brackets, and you are telling the program that you expect something to happen. For example, exec file name, you are saying, I want to make sure that this program is in the path. Unix says this will only be true if you are running in a Unix system. And after that condition, you put a command that will run if the condition is true. And you can check other things like if you have a network, if you are running a specific version of Go, and so on. There is a specific environment, some specific environment variables that you have. Work is where you are running the test in practical. The home doesn't exist, but you can set it if you want. And then there is a temp directory that it's created for each script, but you can change it if you need something different. So if you run the test with verbosity, you will get a lot of information that tells you what is the environment where you are running and what is everything that is executed. If you don't put the verbose, the test is silent. It will just succeed silently. You will see some output only in case the test fails. Let's see some more examples with commands and conditions. So the first line says, if it's not Unix, skip it. The second line says, if it's Linux, say exec good choice. Exec sec means if the exec doesn't exist, then say the command echo, the command sec was found, and so on. Remember I mentioned something about compiling the executable, and one thing that TestScript can do for you is having a transparent executable. How does it work? Let's say I have this word count command that I have created in Go, and I want to test it. So I run exec word count, and this command may fail or may succeed whether word count exists or not. So if word count is in the path, it will succeed. If it's not, it will fail. But we want to make sure that it always succeeds, so we need to take to tell TestScript this word count, not only I want to exist, but I want to be the one that I have created, that for which I have the code, and to be fresh, not stale. How do we do that? In the test, we use the test main. In case you don't remember, the test main is something that you put in your test code and runs before any test function that you may have in that directory, in that package. So the test main contains a call to testscript.runMain, which has a map of functions that you can associate with a name. In this case, we have a name that is word count, and we have a command run main that returns one integer. In the main code, you will have the main that doesn't run directly the code, but will call run main, and it will exit with the integer that the run main returns. So what happens here is that your word count that is in the script is in reality a call to this function. And the funny thing is that there is no separate executable. If you remember, Go is a compiled language. So whenever you run a test, nothing is running like in Python. It's not interpreted. There is a compilation, and the compilation happens in a hidden place, and you will have a piece of code that has been compiled. There is a binary, and that binary will be available for your test. And the good thing is that there is no additional binary. Is the same binary that is used for the test. I'm going to show you an example later. So let's see something more. I said before that we have built-in commands, but we may want to have something more profound, like custom commands. So for example, I want a command that will sleep for, let's say, 3 seconds. And this command is not available because it's not one of the built-in commands, but I can build it. So I also can have a command that says, I want to check all the files in a directory and I want all these files to exist. So I want a check files that has first argument the name of the directory and the rest of the arguments are the file names. How do I do this? When I run the script run, I can have a call, an indication of a map of functions that will produce these custom commands. So the custom commands are a map of functions, and each function has a test script object, a negation in case I put a bang there, and a list of string arguments. If the command succeeds, I do nothing. If the command doesn't succeed, I call testscript.fatal and I fail. So for example, this is how I implement the custom commands in my word count. I call check files and I call sleep4. And if we look at the implementation of each one, you see that sleep4 is a function that accepts a test script, a negation, and a list of arguments. And it takes that argument to say, to determine how many seconds I want to sleep for, and then it calls time sleep. If the first argument was not a number, it will fail, and the command will not succeed. A similar thing I do for check files. So the first argument will be the directory, and then I will check that the files exist for each one of the arguments. A similar thing I can do for custom conditions. So in addition to the conditions that we have, I can implement conditions that suit my environment better. For example, I may want a condition that says the version of this particular program must be at least 0.2. And how do I do that? I cannot do this with the built-in syntax of TestScript, so I can implement a custom condition. To do a custom condition is similar to what we do for the custom commands. I have a function. That function receives one string and it will parse that string to determine what we do with that condition. In addition to that, TestScript allows us to pass arguments that are variable depending on the environment. So, for example, I want to pass the current version to the test, or I want to pass the home directory, the real home directory, to that to the version, and I can do that with the set environment function. So back to the custom conditions, we receive a string and return a boolean and an error. What do we do inside that function? We parse the string, and the string could be a simple condition, or it could be a condition with some arguments that we need to parse inside and see if the condition is true. In this case, we have a version is at least, and you see I have created a condition, a function that will check that with the elements that are parsed just in the first line of the function. So I assume that the function, the arguments are separated by a colon, and I use them. For example, this version is at last, we'll check that we have at least two arguments. The first argument will be the version, and the second argument will be the compared version. In the same way, I can have this condition exist within seconds that checks that a file exists at least after at maximum a number of seconds that I wait. This is useful, for example, when I test in a database system that is supposed to create something, but it doesn't create it instantly. So I say, I want to see this log file at maximum 10 seconds after the database starts. And if not, I get an error. So I'm going to show you a quick demo of something that happens when we run test script. So if I run go help test flags, oh, sorry, I get a bunch of options. And these are used always by the test. Now, if I run word count minus h, this is the real executable that I built with Go. And you see, I have these options that are just the options of the program. But if I run something a little bit different, so let's see a test that I have inside here where I'm running word count minus h like I did on the command line. And you see I have here the options that are made by the executable, but in addition to that I have also the option that belong to the test. This to show you that what we are running here is an executable, but is the executable that Go builds for the test itself. And the side effect is that it contains the command line options that belong to the test itself. Now, back to the to the presentation. What we have learned today is that using TestScript you can simplify the testing of any command line program. And programs that manipulate tests are extremely suitable for this kind of testing, because TestScript was created for the Go tools which manipulate tests. You don't need to have a separate executable, because the TestScript environment will create one for you, and you can build commands and conditions if the built-in ones are not suitable. If you want to see the slides, and if you want to see a full example of how to use TestScript to test a common command that was created with Go, you can go to github.com, datacharmer, word count, and there is the code for this word count, and all the examples that I have shown here, and a lot more that are testing the word count in most of the conditions that you may have. So you can see how to test this kind of program in reality. Well, in reality, I can have a lot more than that, but it will be too long to show. So this is the beginning of a project that I have to illustrate all the characteristics of TestScript using code, and the first step is to show a simple command line program and all the tests that are needed. You will see also more that you will see on GitHub all the resources that you can use to learn more. And if you want to learn more right now, you can ask me outside, and I may show you some more examples. Do we have time for questions? 3 minutes. Any questions? Yes.
When do you still want to do unit tests? Like, is it for CLI tests only for like logic input, or would you always create custom commands for that?
You can use. So the question was whether I can use TestScript for unit tests. So you can use TestScript for mostly anything. I use it for unit tests, and I use it for integration tests. For integration tests, I just put some logic before the test to create the environment, and so it will run a little bit slower. But mostly, doing unit tests is the easiest thing in the world. So if you look at the Go code, most of the unit tests for the Go tool itself are run with TestScript. But also the integration test can be run in that. More questions? Okay, thanks a lot.